We're also this morning talking about graffiti and asking how we solve a problem in Cambridgeshire with graffiti. Peterborough's most famous nature park, Fairy Meadows, has been hit by graffiti artists yet again, seven times in the last couple of weeks. Vandals have left racist messages this time and sprayed all over signs, forcing staff to cover them up. Paths and bridges and buildings have also been targeted. Now, the people that run Fairy Meadows, the Neame Park Trust, have described the acts as mindless graffiti. So why do people want to ruin some of the county's most beautiful public spaces? And how do we stop them? What's it like where you live? Do we need to educate, or do we need to get the big stick out? Your thoughts. 03459 25 2000 813 on text. Brian Parker works as a volunteer at Fairy Meadows. Brian, good morning.
Morning, Paul. Yeah, I'm actually a pay staff.
You get paid, do you?
Oh, I get paid for walking around that lovely place.
That's not a bad job, is it?
Hey? I know. I have to pinch myself sometimes.
Yeah. How bad have things got down there?
Well, I mean, it hasn't changed over the years I've been there as much. But this so-called graffiti, which it's not graffiti, it's criminal damage. Let's get it plain and simple. That's not graffiti. That is wanton destruction of anything that they don't like. It's just so mindless. They can't get no pleasure out of that, surely. What they don't realise is that them signs are wooden. And I've had to take graffiti off, small bits off this wooden signs over me time there. And you can't get it, you can't make it disappear.
No.
It goes into the wood. And then wooden signs, because they're so nice to look at rather than the metal, aluminium things and all that, they cost a lot of money.
Yeah. I wonder why people think it's acceptable. Is it just kids doing it, do you think? Or
I think it's a young teen.
You think a young teen?
Well, I can't see it being more than one. Because you start going around with groups and then other people know. Whoever's doing it has got a gripe against the park.
All right.
For some reason.
From what you've seen or from what you feel?
From what I feel. As you know, I worked on the underground for over 25 years, and that was always then hit by graffiti. And it was the same people.
Yeah, I mean,
the same tags, you know.
I went down to the wildlife haven a few weeks ago, next to the Neame Valley Railway, and all under the bridges there that go across the River Neame. That was all tagged and everything. I know they're now, but you know, it just makes the place look disgraceful, doesn't it? Makes it look, you know, not, you don't want to go anywhere near it because it's got that air of foreboding about it almost, doesn't it?
When you get bridges and underpasses and that, the idea is to put your tag up and be seen.
Mm.
This park, it's not a tag. They're just destroying property. They're just destroying what I call one of the most loveliest parks you can get in a city. It's so frustrating. It's so annoying that even when they're caught, Paul, nothing would compensate the fact of what it's going to cost the park.
No, I know in other countries they have very, very much stricter rules on this sort of thing. I think Denmark and places like that, you end up in jail for it.
Well, jail's no good because it's still going to cost us.
Hmm.
What it should be is they would have been labelled with a bill for exactly what it cost to repair the damage.
£2 a week. They'll pay it off £2
a week. Well, whatever, yeah. Whatever. But they'll have that on their shoulders for the rest of their lives. Because if it comes into thousands, that's what it's going to cost you. You've just destroyed a part of the park that's going to cost us, say, $10,000 to replace. This is what you owe us. And as long as you live, this is what you're going to pay back to the society.
Yeah, because it does ruin it for everybody else, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, because, you know, you've been there. What is there not to dislike about the place?
It's lovely, it really is. I mean, it's so lucky in the middle of a city. You know, it's like Cambridge with their green spaces as well. So lucky to have a couple of cities that have got so much green space in the middle of them.
Well, you know, and people say about the car park charging, whether it's got a gripe against that, I don't know, and that. But the place is free. You don't have to take your car.
And that's the other thing. You can't stop these people getting in, can you? Because it's an open space.
It's too vast. I mean, we've had this before where people say, well, why don't you put security patrols in? We go right out to Castor. We go right out Thorpe Meadows, Altamere. you know, we are a vast area, and you cannot police it.
No.
You can't put cameras up. You know, we try and avoid anything that's out of place in what it's meant to be, which is a country park. We don't want big signs, metal signs and cameras and, you know, it's not that sort of place. People go there to enjoy a Sunday afternoon or whatever, have a barbecue, you know, leave the mess behind for me to pick up. But
you don't mind that sort of mess, though. But I mean, as soon as you start putting the signs up and the, you know, the gates up and all that sort of stuff, these idiots have won, haven't they?
Yeah, you mustn't let them win. Yeah. I mean, you know, I can understand the frustration of the workers there because they've got enough to do maintaining the park without doing any extra work. And as I say, these signs cannot just be cleaned up. It's not like paintwork or aluminium where you can put a bit of graffiti removal and get rid of it. You can't do it. It just doesn't go away. It sinks into the wood. If you put paint on wood, you know, it's going to go into the actual grain of the wood and you'll always see that bit of graffiti, you know.
Brian, thank you for that. Appreciate that. Brian Parker, who works at Fairy Meadows, also with us, Julie Howe. She's from the Peterborough Green Party and recently wrote a blog about Peterborough's graffiti problem. Julie, morning.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Should we get the big stick out for these people?
Well, I think we need to differentiate between two different things that are going on here. There is graffiti across Peterborough. Some areas of Peterborough got a real problem with graffiti, and by that I mean tagging, which is really a conversation between people. It may not be a conversation that we like. We may find it antisocial. It's a conversation nonetheless, and I think there's a lot of questions there about, well, why are people doing that rather than having conversations face-to-face or, you know, somewhere else? Are we providing enough facilities? But let me tell you, this stuff at Fairy Meadows, this is not graffiti, and I'd like us to stop calling it that. Right. It's a hate crime. It's very clearly a hate crime. It's racist. It's not a conversation at all. It's not a conversation any of us are party to that we can understand. Covering over signs is stopping conversation and writing racist words. And I don't know who the racism is aimed at because the press has quite rightly not shared that.
We don't want to give that any oxygen, you know. That,
no,
that's
absolutely
the thing.
Not. But also, I mean, to me, first of all, I was like, okay, graffiti, you know, it's a conversation. But seeing that this is, what, the seventh time that this has happened at Neen Park, which, as Brian was saying, is absolutely vast, and the nature of it. But there's also
Have you seen it, by the way? Because you live quite close, don't you? You live in the Yorkshire.
I do live quite close. Yeah, I haven't been there since this graffiti started up. Frankly, I don't care to see it. Mm. You know, it's offensive to me. I'm seeing the pictures and I don't like it. And when I go into Fairy Meadows and Thorpe Meadows by the rowing lake where I've been quite recently, you know, I go there to relax, not to be confronted with things that make me feel stressed.
No.
And I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. But I'd really like to also challenge this thing about mindless. This hate crime that's going on in Neen Park, it is not mindless. You know, think about it. The nights this has been happening are freezing cold. Absolutely freezing cold, a bit like it is today.
Mm.
And whoever's doing this is going equipped. They're going with the spray cans to do it. They're going with torches because it's pitch black.
With intent.
It's not yet intent, exactly. This isn't mindless. It's deliberate. It's planned. It takes careful planning to do that sort of thing. So we have to stop sort of dismissing it.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things going on here, is what you're saying, is that we've got people across Peterborough tagging, having that conversation, which, you know, we could say is you know, we can have sympathy with or not have sympathy with. And then we've got this individual or individuals who's intent on committing a hate crime for whatever reason in Neen Park.
Well, it's interesting. Brian says he thinks it's one person because that's not what the police are saying. The police have said to the media that they think it's a group of people, which is interesting again because, you know, you can imagine it being, yeah, okay, it's one person who's got some sort of gripe. So I can't imagine how you link kind of racist graffiti with Fairy Meadows. You know, I don't really see that.
Do the police have to pull their finger out here? Do something?
Yeah, they do. They do on this. They do on this. This is about hate. You know, other sorts of graffiti, I'd say it's a council matter. And the council has policies for dealing with this. I looked it up this morning, actually. The Peterborough City Council spent over £35,000 clearing up graffiti.
Money they haven't got, yeah.
Well, and considering that they don't clear up any old graffiti, they only clear it up if it's offensive. that shows you what how big the problem is that we have across Peterborough.
What do we need to do? Do we need to educate people that they're, you know, they're blighting our lives, they're making a mess over here, you know, and do we need to get tough with taggers? Or, you know, notwithstanding what you're saying about the differential between that and this crime, you know, what would get the message across?
When it comes to Frome Meadows, it's crime, get the police on it. Yeah. When it comes to tagging generally, and there's a load that's popped up in beautiful Autumn Waterville right outside the church,
really?
Which really annoys me because that does bring it to another level when it's, you know, it's outside a churchyard. When it's that, I think we need to ask ourselves as a community, why aren't we providing more things for our young people to do? In assuming it is young people, of course, that may just be a stereotype. In central Peterborough, we have graffiti walls, and they're actually quite beautiful. And people tend not to deface other people's really lovely-looking graffiti.
So let's get more of them out and about, then, shall we?
Think about. It's something to think about, isn't it?
Yeah. Julie, thank you for that. Julie Howe from the Peterborough Green Party recently wrote a blog about Peterborough's graffiti problem. There you go. We can stop some of the tagging by having more graffiti walls, but as she quite rightly says, this is different. This is hate. This is racist graffiti that people are putting on there. People with intent.